Now, the rest of the story. When trashy novelist Penelope Ash made the rounds of the talk shows, she showed up naked, utterly undressed except for a pair of high heels and a raincoat. It was a carefully premeditated part of her new book's publicity. It was Penelope's own idea, in fact. The new book was called Naked Came the Stranger. Now, it was supposed to be a real-life suburban housewife's perspective on sex in the suburbs. Penelope was a terrific talk show guest. Probably you witnessed some of those appearances. Penelope was attractive, poised, candid, controversial, but Penelope had a secret. And it was something television viewers never knew. For all of the things Penelope was, she was not an author. She was not even Penelope Ash. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Penelope's real name was Billy Young. Now, Billy had always wanted to be a writer, which she was not, had always fantasized about touring the talk shows to hype a book, which she never really believed would ever happen. But then one day, her brother-in-law came to her and said, "Billy, I have this manuscript, and if the reading public thinks a man wrote it, it'll never sell." Then brother-in-law Mike McGrady proposed what you have already guessed. How would Billy like to adopt a pen name and pose as the author of a sexy novel? And before Mike was through asking, Billy said yes. Mike chose for her name Penelope Ash, partly because Penelope was the name of a reviewer on the New Yorker staff. Next, Billy was coached, carefully, painstakingly. Mike interviewed her on tape and then played the tape back, suggesting answers that sounded more author-like. Since Jacqueline Suzanne was a popular novelist at the time, Mike molded Billy in that image. And as you already know, it was Billy who invented the gimmick of wearing only a raincoat on television, a sensational tie-in with the title Naked Came the Stranger. Well, the first publisher who saw the manuscript was elated. "Just the sort of thing the readers wanted," he said, and he was right. He was right. Billy Young masquerading as the author intrigued the audiences of television and radio talk shows, and the book itself did a sexy sell job all its own. Naked Came the Stranger sold 100,000 copies in hardcover and millions in paperback. Haunted the New York Times bestseller list for 20 weeks. Was printed in 8 different languages. Then, Naked Came the Stranger was made into a movie. And only then did the news leak out that Penelope Ash was an imposter. That she was not the author of Naked Came the Stranger. More remarkable still was who had written it. For Billy's brother-in-law, Mike McGrady, the man who proposed she pose as a novelist for the camera. He, Mike, had written only one of the book's 25 chapters. 24 of Mike's writer friends wrote the other 24 chapters, each writing one chapter. 25 different authors wrote Naked Came the Stranger as a joke to see if their very worst writing, if it were sufficiently focused on sex, would sell. And it sold. Now, I happen to know the authors. They won't let me name them. 7 have published books which you would recognize. 1 was a 2-time Pulitzer Prize winner. But they're all embarrassed by this. And now you know why. Because now you know the rest of the story.